Your Mind, powered by SchwannCadillac.com. I'm Steve Bach, along with Scott Hennon, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Your questions, your comments, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Should school start after Labor Day? That is the question. A group trying to put together a vote to push the start of school back in the entire state of North Dakota. Does it come down to local control, or is that a good idea? Or the one thing that's not addressed is, does that push school past Memorial Day? And I think that's something that nobody would like to see happen. Your questions, your comments, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Also, local truck drivers not too happy with some of the new federal rules out there. If you're a truck driver, especially on the oil patch, have you seen a difference with those new rules that have been put on you? We'd like to have you weigh in on that as well. And, Scott, one story, I don't know if you've been following this yet, but Williams County may put a six-month hold on developers, which I find rather ironic considering Williams County has been trying to get development to Williams County, and now they're looking at possibly putting a hold on some of that development. Is that a good idea? Have you followed this at all? Do you think they're just trying to play catch-up?
Yeah, for one, it's the major projects, right? So it would just be a case of a whole subdivision coming in and maybe a big housing development. And then the idea would be, hey, before we do that, we just want to make sure our regulations are updated. So it sounded like something we hear about often from folks that are dealing with an inflow of projects and ideas and requests for action that they feel like they're drinking from a fire hose a little bit.
And is it a moot point, though, because... Is it a moot point, though, because we're going into the winter season, which, of course, not a good construction season in North Dakota, depending on the winter?
Interesting discussion. I think, obviously, you don't want to send a signal that you're not open for development because you need to meet the needs. On the same token, you want to be able to do that development responsibly and make sure everything's followed. So it'll be an interesting one to follow to see if ultimately the Planning and Zoning Commission gets their way there or what happens.
Does it portray the title of a boomtown? Of course, Williams County, putting a moratorium on, does that kind of discredit the boomtown moniker that Williston has adopted?
Yeah, and I'm not sure moratorium is the right word. I think what they're saying is that they would just, if you're looking to do a major development that involves an entire subdivision, they would need just X amount of time before you can assume that it's going to be approved. So I don't know if that's necessarily a moratorium. It says, no, we're not going to do anymore. It's just sort of putting a timeline there, but I take your point that how are you a boomtown at the same time meeting the needs that are there? So it's worth a little more scrutiny for sure. No doubt about it. Here's some of the answers, by the way. A lot of folks weighing in on the question of whether or not we had three topics that Steve and I started with today. One was because this afternoon a group of parents in Mandan are going to start an effort to gather enough signatures, 13,000 plus, to get a question on the ballot in November 2014 that would mandate school in North Dakota start after Labor Day. We want to know, is that a good idea? Would you vote in favor of that? You all for it? Let us know. The other questions we're asking have to do with now that we have 2 months of new truck regulations, are these helping or hurting the industry? The intent was, let's make the roads safer. Let's give folks a little more of a break behind the wheel when they're driving the 18-wheelers. Is it working? How do you find the new rules helping or hindering things? Let us know what you think about that. And then the other question we threw out there had to do with town hall meetings and whether or not enough is being done to give you access to your member of Congress, because congressional town halls so far have not been scheduled. Just to say, hey, anytime, any topic, but you set a day and a time and you basically just have a open meeting on any particular topic. What has happened is a lot of meetings on specific topics with specific groups, but not an open town hall meeting with the members of Congress. Are you missing them? Do you want them? Let us know. Those are three topics that are on our mind. We want to know what's on yours at 800-228-0550. Here's some of the comments we're getting on our Facebook page before we get back to the phones on the question of school and whether or not it ought to start later. Here's what some of you had to say. Carol says, yes, go longer in the spring. Mike says, no, when I was a kid after a long winter, I hated being in school when things started warming up. States to start late. Don't finish till late May or June, which stinks. Ken says Arizona school started last week. Main reason is retention of what was learned last school year. And G.J. Benton says the longer kids are kept out of government indoctrination centers, the better. John wants the change. He says yes. Seems to make good sense, so we probably won't do it. What do they think of Starkweather? Let's ask Chris at 800-228-0550. Go ahead, Chris.
Morning, guys. Say, this school change, just another bad idea to usurp local control. I mean, if you want to change your school starting date, talk to your school board. It's really that simple.
Fair point. But ultimately, it's their decision, right?
And that's my point. And you know, what about the farmers that need their kids home by the middle of May, not June 1st?
You know, the danger of that, though, is if you wind up having a bunch of different school districts across the state that are on different days, and it could be as much as a 2 or 3 week discrepancy. Is there a danger of that? Is there an adverse effect to having that happen?
I imagine there are downsides, but you know, there's downsides to having it late as well. You know, is the football season going to have to start later? You know, or are we going to have to push football season into the colder weather?
Fall athletes are there early anyway. I mean, if you're in football, you're there 3 weeks before school ever starts practicing. Cool. So those kids just know that they're going to be there early anyway.
Well, right, but are we going to start the football games, you know, after school starts? Are we going to start them before school starts? There's more issues than just moving the starting day.
We asked one of the supporters of this, one of the parents that's announcing this afternoon, Kelly, that question on local control, Chris. He said very often the local school district cites surveys, and his point was the best survey would be to put this on the ballot and let everybody weigh in, up or down. So that was his answer to the local control issue.
Right. Well, and we're back to, you know, does Fargo and Bismarck, Grand Forks, et cetera, get to control what we do in our small school? You know, what might be best for Fargo might not be what's best for Starkweather or, you know, Wilson or, you know, you name the little town out there.
Interesting point, Chris, and that's the other side of this one. You know, do you leave it up to the local school districts? Thanks for the call. 800-228-0550. Whose side are you on this one? Let us know. I was reminded this morning that the House Education Committee during the legislative session did look at moving the school start date back a week, and it was had some significant pushback from the Education Committee, so they killed that bill in the House. And you know, despite the fact that I would say more folks than not seem to support it, it didn't go too well. Mike Schatz had that bill, a former teacher out of New England, and we might invite Mike in on why some of the arguments from the Education Committee pushed back against this.
Well, when you start looking at the pros and cons of this, if you're shrinking down the school year, that's going to save money for the schools. That's going to save energy costs for the schools. If you condense the school year down, I don't see how there's not a win there. And a lot of families will have an opportunity to enjoy a little bit longer summer, take that last vacation. I mean, school starts in Bismarck, Bandan this week. School's in Bismarck on Tuesday. Summer just got here. It's going to be 97 degrees on Tuesday before Labor Day. So, you know, are there going to be warm days after Labor Day? Yeah, there are. There are warm days before Memorial Day? Yes, there are. But the odds are not as likely that there will be.
An off-air caller, Terry, calling from the Bakken, said, hey, I want Scott and Steve to weigh in on how long the short-term construction boom will last in the Bakken.
All right.
And another caller wanted to know some of the details of the new trucking regulations for those that don't know. Well, you know, some of our trucker listeners would probably be a little better equipped to do that, but the new rules that I recall us talking about had mainly to do with the amount of hours in a work week. So a driver's work week was 82 hours. Now it's 70. And there's also a required 34-hour break every 6 days. The new rules mandate that drivers can only restart once per week to prevent excess buildup of on-duty hours, and also the break must be taken over two consecutive nights between 1 a.m. and 5 a.m. There's just a lot more rules, is the bottom line.
More regulation.
Yeah, exactly.
And as far as the short-term construction boom, I think what we're seeing in North Dakota is going to last. I don't see it not continuing. You look at oil prices on the rise. I don't think oil prices are ever going to go back down. But, $107 a barrel right now in Egypt because of what's going on in Egypt. That's how volatile this is, and that's how important oil is to North Dakota. And I think this is a long-term and all the infrastructure that goes around that. Back to your phone calls when we come back. Ed and Minot, you're up next on What's on Your Mind.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Start your journey to health and wellness today with Youngevity. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon. You've heard the ads for Youngevity. You've heard the stories. I have, too. I've dug into this a little bit, and I tell you what, this company, this product, really excites me. You're talking to folks who work, and losing weight. Body's literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And then they found Youngevity. Products like Beyond Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. Start taking them and lose weight in a short period of time. Get results. So listen up, listeners. Go to flagfamily.com. Flagfamily.com. Youngevity, by the way, has hundreds and hundreds of products, but these three are very key to immediate success. You'll see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. So let's get started on a journey to better health and better wellness today. Flagfamily.com. Click the Youngevity link to find out more and get started. Flagfamily.com, Youngevity link.
Before you fight, give it a hometown try.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Something happening here.
We are back on What's on Your Mind, 800-228-0550. Our toll-free telephone number is 701-258-0550. Your email is welcome. Studio at whatsonyourmind.com. Whatsonyourmindradio.com. That's studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. You can also get to our Facebook page. Follow us on Twitter from the whatsonyourmindradio.com website and also send us a comment. I'm looking at 77 degrees right now, and Minot is the warm spot. It's Fargo and in Minot, the warm spot. Oh, I take that back. 79 degrees in Dickinson. It's 70 up there in Williston. It's 72 in Bismarck, 75 in Jamestown, 75 in Devil's Lake, 73 in Wahpeton, 77 in Hettinger.
79 in Grand Forks. Toasty today.
Yeah, nice day out there. So all right, let's get back to the phones here. By the way, Drew Wrigley, the lieutenant governor for the great state of North Dakota, will join us at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about drones, and we're going to talk about ways you can be involved in North Dakota's 125th celebration. So that's coming up later this hour. Right now, Ed in Minot is next up to tell us what's on his mind. Ed, go ahead.
Hey, after June 1st, the company that I did work for, all of a sudden they got way more efficient. Instead of taking an hour to unload, it only take a half hour. Or if it took an hour to load, it only take a half hour to load. And then at the end of the day, you'd add the time to your time card to cover for what you didn't do during the day. That's how that was done.
So it's shortcut.
It's working? Does that just mean is it forcing more efficiency? Is you saying it's a good thing, Ed?
Well, we worked right through it, and then at the end of the day, you just put a you marked it on your log sheet like you were off duty for lunch, but you actually worked through it because you were loading or unloading, and then they covered you at the end of the day to cover your time for a half hour that when you got in.
So it's just a shortcut within the system.
Right, and I'm not there anymore. No.
Why aren't you there anymore?
Because they don't want to comply with the laws. They got rules and laws of their own, and they wouldn't comply with them. So that made me out of compliance with the federal DOT, and I wasn't going to lose my driver's license or go to jail or be penalized for it.
So in your case, you were working for an unscrupulous employer there, and you decided, look, if that's how you're going to do it, I'm out of here.
I'm done. See ya.
What are you doing now?
Driving for another company.
And how are they doing it?
They're a small company. They don't have to comply with all the federal stuff like they did before. You know, they're interstate. So,
what do you think of the new rules in general, though? I mean, the whole idea behind them was to, make sure you and your fellow drivers were less fatigued and that therefore would translate into less accidents. I mean, is it well-intentioned? Is it good law, bad law, what?
Made for longer days. It actually ended up being in your truck longer than you would have been. And your route takes so long, so you gotta, once you make your route, it just you stop somewhere between. You're in your truck for another half an hour or hour, whatever it takes. It's backwards. That's what I think.
It's quite often the case with government regulations. No matter what the intent is, that's the actual outcome is detrimental for the drivers, right?
Right. You spend more time in your vehicle than you. Or on the job, because when you're driving a truck, you don't get to fall just in anywhere to take lunch or whatever. You usually end up sitting in your truck anyway.
And if you're in a day cab, it's a little hard to take a nap in a truck on downtime.
Pretty much, yeah. I'm not good at that either.
Not either. Thanks for the phone call. Let's go to Mike in New England. Mike, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Steve. This is Mike Schatz from New England.
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
I'm doing well. I just heard that you guys were talking about a little start of school this year, and I'm a legislator, and I wanted to say that I was the sponsor of House Bill 1248, which tried to move school back just 1 week and start of sports back 1 week. Now I'm really enthusiastic about hearing that there might be a referendum an initiative about having the start of school after Labor Day. So I'm fully in support of that.
What was the pushback from the legislature? Why did you think that didn't go through?
Well, what I could see was it was about local control. And, that was their main argument, that the superintendent's cell, Council for Educational Leaders, which is basically the school administrators union, doesn't want to give up any local control. And so, they called their legislators and said, oh, don't do this. This would be terrible. But you know what, Steve, I'm a former teacher. I taught for 27 years and coached for 27 years football. And, when you start on the 1st or the 5th of August, that's too hot. It just is. Now, the third leading cause of death amongst adolescents is heat stroke. Well, for North Dakota to start, that early to me is ridiculous. And I do a little research. I've been on this, for the last 20 years I've been trying to get this changed. But, if you look at the daily average temperatures, and maybe you've already talked about this, but July is number one at 83, August is number two at 82, Then the third hottest month is June at 75, and the fourth one is September at 71. And we're starting, you know, we're getting out in middle of May a lot of times, which the average temperature is 66. You know, these things just don't make sense. So I think it's time to move this thing back behind Labor Day, and I think it would really be good for everybody if we did that.
What, I'm curious, as a legislator, this obviously was killed because superintendent spoke out against it. That's a powerful group, isn't it? I mean, you look at the debate over property tax relief being coupled with property tax reform. Superintendents killed that. There was a piece of legislation that would have said, hey, if you send your kids to private school, we'll give you a portion of your property tax dollars back to use towards that tuition that would have held the schools harmless. Killed that. This particular piece of legislation said, no, we want local control. I mean, why are superintendents and their constituencies so powerful?
Well, Scott, there's a number of reasons. And it's the system that we have, I think, is part of it. You know, the school board system, and then you hire a superintendent who has some extra hours over a regular teacher, and all of a sudden they become an expert on things, which I don't think that they are in most cases, but, you know, that's my opinion. And they want to sell, which is the Council for Educational Leaders. They have to. And so that's basically a union as far as I'm concerned. And a lot of the things that they do are work on their pay and their workload and their benefits, you know, and the school's paying for it. So, you know, I mean, CEL is a very powerful lobby. They hire their lobbyists. Their lobbyists are in the House and Senate Education Committees every day. And so, you know, I think it's time that we take a little bit of a look at, you know, CEL, you know, and its influence on people. And this start of the school thing is probably as vivid as you can get it when it comes to, you know, their power.
Mike, thanks for calling in, and I'm very interested in this debate moving forward also, just as you are, and I hope this gets a little traction, because I think it's good for North Dakota schools. The biggest thing I'm worried about is moving it too far, or moving it at all past Memorial Day. Can you fit it in? We got about 30 seconds. Can you fit it in within the school year? Labor Day to Memorial Day?
Well, I think you can. I don't know. You know, Memorial Day, again, is in May, and sometimes it's in early May. I'm never quite understanding why that's such an important date to get out by.
Mike, thanks for calling in. It's What's on Your Mind on Drew Wrigley coming up next. I'm Steve Bakken along with Scott Hannon.
Scott and Steve will be right back with What's on Your Mind. Call now, 800-228-0550.
Hi, Daryl here from StopSmellNow.com, a North Dakota company that gets rid of the smells guaranteed. Our patent-pending products will eliminate any type of odor that you have guaranteed, or will give you your money back. But the reason I'm here today is I want to thank Scott Hannon and 1100 The Flag for letting us advertise on the radio station. We've had such a great response with advertising on 1100 The Flag. I want to do a special promotion for all A Flag listeners this week only. We're offering $5 off all our products and free priority shipping for anybody that goes to StopSmellNow.com or calls us at 855-800-ODOR. We'll give you $5 off and free shipping. Thank you, Scott and 1100 The Flag for letting us advertise.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro Plant Powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
What's on your mind from the studios of 550 K-Fire in Bismarck, our flagship, together with KCJB 910 and Minot, AM 1100 The Flag Fargo, AM 1090 Talk Radio in the Bakken on KTGO and KLTC 1460 in Dickinson. We ask the question each and every weekday of the Northern Plains, what's on your mind? We invite in some guests to find out what's happening, and we are pleased to welcome the Lieutenant Governor of the great state of North Dakota, Mr. Drew Wrigley. Hello, Drew. How are you?
I'm doing well. Scott, Steve, it's good to be with the two of you and with all of your listeners.
Good morning, Drew.
Glad to have you on the program today. We're going to talk a little bit about drones, and we're also going to talk about the 125th anniversary of North Dakota and how North Dakotans can play a role in that. How is let's start on the drone front here a little bit. Obviously, this is something that's
First of all, Drew, I want you to solve a little quandary between Scott and myself.
I'll do my best.
Scott calls them drones. I call them UAVs. Who's right?
You're correct. Scott is in pretty significant violation of of the policy against calling them drones. The reason is there's a couple reasons. My biggest reason is that when I think of drones, I think of exclusively military application, which is important and obviously in use around the globe on behalf of the United States. But the unmanned aircraft I think is more UAV is more descriptive in that what we're talking about are unmanned aircraft systems rather is more descriptive, and what we're trying to do is our initiative is to become one of the six national test sites for the safe integration of the unmanned and manned aircraft systems in the country. So anyway, I just think it's more descriptive, but I know we all know what you mean when you say it, Scott, and we're not mad at you. I just
you know what? This is actually a violation of my own rule of using terms from news articles that sort of get into the lexicon, because you know they become drones because that's what a lot of folks in the mainstream media call them. But I think it's a fair point, Steve and Drew, both to say, hey, unmanned vehicle systems. In general, just describe what you see as North Dakota's role in this emerging industry.
I'm sorry, what was the question?
I said, describe what you see as North Dakota's eventual role in this emerging industry.
Yeah, it's I'll tell you what, it's very exciting. People need to understand this is the fastest growing segment of all of aviation globally. It's very exciting. North Dakota is already positioned as a leader. And not for, you know, what will happen hopefully up ahead, but for what's going on right now. We're a leader for a couple of reasons. One, North Dakota has a long history in safe utilization of the airways. We have a long aviation history. Also ties in with our strong military component here in North Dakota with our bases and with the long mission of the Happy Hooligans out of Fargo. And so we've got that history to begin with, but also importantly, a robust research and development component here, both at the UND Aerospace and then also with a lot of technology being developed at North Dakota State and the Technology Park over there. And then applying to that, what's important here is the commercial application. And that's where most people are going to be impacted in North Dakota, in our region, and in the nation. is by the commercial applications of unmanned aircraft. And that's what people are working on right now. It's exciting. There's an enormous amount of potential here, but also a very robust current industry right here in North Dakota. We're a leader, and we want to remain a leader and continue to advance these systems technology-wise, and then also their commercial applications, tying in also with military applications, which are currently under use.
Drew, everybody sees the military application of what's going on overseas, and that's what they think of. You mentioned some of the commercial applications. What are those?
Well, there's a host of them, and in a state like ours, you think right away of agriculture for the for going out and assessing flood conditions, water conditions, crop growth conditions. Also, the energy sector, enormous amount of potential, well, actually being used right now for going out and assessing gas lines, oil pipelines, water pipelines, power lines in the state, other infrastructure to do with energy, agriculture. Our roadways to go out and inspect for DOT. There's a host of applications. Anything that you can think of, for the most part, where human beings are going out and making some assessments can be assisted, if not taken on by unmanned aircraft. And that's what's so exciting. But you have to do it in a way that's safe to integrate it with the manned airspace. Not to mention, obviously, all the ground impediments, towers and other infrastructure. So it's an enormous task, but it's being met. I'll tell you, we were at this conference, a really important conference in Washington last week, where we were able to go out and really talk to people about what's happening in North Dakota at our research universities, in the private sector, up at the test site up in Grand Forks, and then our capacity in North Dakota to conduct testing. You look at the weather conditions, you know, four distinct seasons with very, very distinct weather patterns and conditions under which you can test your unmanned craft. And then also, rich and interesting, differences in our geography, from east to west across the state. And so you can test your aircraft in a variety of, different conditions and different things to assess, not to mention that we've got excellent airspace for this. And so, and one last thing I should mention, unique to North Dakota, there are several things, and we can talk about all of them, but one of the most unique components of our quest in this regard to be named as a national test site is that we have commercial aviation, we have the military, we have the universities, and we have government all working hand in glove. It's not an antagonistic relationship, where sometimes that isn't the case. Here in North Dakota, we're working together, all those components I just mentioned, to further this important industry. And it's important for North Dakota, but we recognize that it's more important for the region and for the nation.
All right, now explain that, because we have obviously the hooligans, in Fargo that are operating drones from here. UAVs the overseas in the theater of combat, and then separately you have the Global Hawks right up at the Air Force Base, and then separate from that you have the University of North Dakota in this effort. That's already going on, but when you talk about a test site, that would be additional activity then, Drew?
Oh yeah, it's going on right now, Scott. There's a test activity that's going on and will continue. If we aren't named as one of the national test sites, there is a robust and growing UAS testing industry right here, and research and development industry right here in North Dakota. And we see a lot of people out there who are anxious for their capital to flow in here into North Dakota to utilize this extraordinary test site that we have and that we're continuing to develop. Because of all the things that I just mentioned, what North Dakota brings. Not to mention, the backbone of all that is that we've got the number one economy in the nation. And when they come here, people know that there's a strong history of people being innovative, of pushing the bounds of technology. And so that's what they're going to find when they get here. They're going to have a well-educated, hardworking workforce. And they're going to have a business environment with the tax and regulatory climate that has helped the private sector foster the number one economy in the nation. You got the fastest rate rising wages of anywhere in the country, 5 out of the last 6 years, I think that is now. And, we have a lot of things that we're hitting on a lot of cylinders. We also have a diverse economy. You guys know this, but a lot of people, we got a question last week, too. They think, well, We hear that it's, you know, it's an energy-based economy, and I said energy is so critically important. We're proud of the energy sector in North Dakota, but we remain an egg-based economy. Agriculture remains number one, and we have a diverse and diversifying economy, and that includes technology and research and development and the advancement of, you know, advanced manufacturing. You know, those are rapidly increasing components of our number one in the nation economy, and so this is another factor for that. So, and then also there's the, it sounds hokey, but you know what? We did interviews with people from the LA Times and the Guardian and Washington Post, and I said, you know, I point out that people here take tremendous pride in the idea that we could help to further advance an industry that is so critical for not just our state and region, but for the nation, and has global implications as well. People take great pride in that. You talk with people up there that are working on this, and you'll see that.
We have a question from John in Grand Forks for Lieutenant Governor Drew Wrigley. John, go ahead. You're up.
Question. You know, I called earlier about bragging about my nephew. When he was he was kind of in charge of the budget when he was at the Pentagon for creditors, and he said he got a number of calls from Senator Dorgan when he was trying to get the UAVs up in Grand Forks, and I suppose technology is changing, but at that time he was arguing with him that, like, the Predator just did not work in cold weather. He said, I flew them in Bosnia, and we had to shut them down in the winter. So I suppose the technology has changed. What are people telling you?
Well, I don't, you know, I haven't heard that particular discussion, but I'll say this. I mean, you highlight precisely why North Dakota is, you know, ground zero, I think, one of the most perfectly situated states to be doing these tests because of the extreme weather conditions. Obviously, we all experience the hot, humid weather that's possible and always comes through in the summer. And then we've got the extreme cold and a little more harsh conditions that we get in the winter. I don't know about you, but I want unmanned aircraft tested in the harshest possible conditions with the biggest variance so that we can make sure that we integrate safely this national airspace, and we do it in conditions that are going to be encountered wherever the aircraft are being flown. So that really highlights the importance of this. And you mentioned Senator Dorgan. There's Senator Dorgan, Senator Conrad, Senator Hovind, and now Senator Heitkamp, I know is aware of and working on these on this initiative as well from the federal side, and Congressman Kramer, and before him Congressman Berg, and before him Congressman Pomeroy. We're all inheriting some work that's been done. We're working hard to further those interests, and there is a cohesiveness here in North Dakota on this topic that I know is helping us on the political side of things. But it's also, I think, giving real motivation to the private sector and to the universities that are working on this to recognize this is not anything but a North Dakota first initiative where we can, as I keep saying, but it's true, help the region, the nation, and the globe.
Drew, off-air caller wants to know, thanks for the phone call, John. Off-air caller wants to know, we got about a minute here, wants to know if drones will ever be used to deal out speeding tickets. Is that an application that's potentially out there in North Dakota?
You know, I don't know what there are law enforcement applications that are being tested, and whether they'll be used for that, you just don't know. And it'll be the same controversy, I suspect, that you have about stoplights, about whether it's a good idea to have cameras on stoplights. I read a study recently that they're finding around the country where they have those lights on stoplights that it's actually, or those cameras on stoplights, it's actually causing more accidents at those corners. So you have to pay attention to those things and just let the chips fall where they may. Just because.
Hang on, if you want, Drew, we'll continue on the other side of the break. More of our guests, our conversation with Drew Wrigley coming up, folks.
For any reason, you need Bach and Bruce. We're talking hangars. Yeah, as in put airplanes in them. We're talking industrial uses. We're talking garages, workshops, trucking, agriculture, horse barns, arenas, storage buildings, warehouse. They built churches. They built schools. They built fire and police stations. And guess what? If you call them and get a free quote, you're going to see why thousands and thousands of people in the Bakken every day are finding out why Legacy Steel Buildings are the industry leader in providing superior quality, service, and durability at the most competitive prices. But here's the deal. Everybody tells you that, right? It sounds like a sales pitch. Call Bakken Bruce Anker, and the team at Legacy Steel Buildings, 800-237-9620. Bruce and his brother Wayne and their family have been building buildings in this part of the world forever. They'll help you out. 800-237-9620. Tell them Scott sent you. Get sent for a vacation of a lifetime with River Pilot Tours. They have a motorcycle tour for you. Fly to Rapid City, South Dakota, Billings, Montana, or Denver, Colorado. Select a Harley or an off-road dual sport of your choice and ride for 4 days. Both tele accommodations included for all 4 days. They'll even recommend an itinerary to ensure you have a great time. All for only $1,500. Call River Pilot 307-222-6347. 307-222-6347 or visit riverspilot.com. That's riverspilot.com.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Whey.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Introducing the only portable solar generator in the world that uses advanced sun tracking technology. The SunSocket Solar Generator from Aspect Solar, featuring 60-watt rotating solar panels, a built-in 250-watt-hour lightweight lithium iron battery that charges in only 5 hours, multiple output sockets, and more. See it in action at AspectSolar.com or call 877-717-7778. Call 877-717-7778.
Right, I'm Steve Bach along with Scott Hannon, powered by Schwann Cadillac.com, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio of What's On Your Mind Radio.com. We're talking with Lieutenant Governor Drew Wrigley concerning UAVs around the region. Nice warm day as we're starting to get into summer finally showing up. 72 in Bismarck, Mandan this hour. Williston, 78. Dickinson, 81. 80 already in Minot. In Jamestown, they're at 76. Devil's Lake, 76. Grand Forks, 79. Fargo, 77. Miles City, Montana, 74. In Lemon, South Dakota, 77. And Sioux Falls, it is 74 this hour.
In addition to being our lieutenant governor, Drew Wrigley is also the chair of the Northern Unmanned Systems Authority, which is a six-member commission that Governor Dalrymple appointed to deal with the issue of unmanned aircraft systems. And we're chatting about it today. Calls waiting. Drew, did you finish on what you wanted to say as far as the law enforcement uses of these aircraft? Drew? Drew, you're there? Why don't you let him know we're back, Aaron, if you would, and then we'll take the call. It sounds like he is being summoned by someone else here to
Lieutenant Governorship duties weigh in, I guess.
Exactly. We're waiting through our break here to chat. We're going to wait a few calls we want to get to, though, in our short segment here before we wrap up. Drew, you back with us? Aaron is now shouting into the telephone.
Well, let's grab John and Bismarck real quick concerning town hall meetings. John, go ahead. What's on your mind?
Something that's near and dear to my heart. I've called you guys many times, and that's the town hall meetings. And Mr. Hoven or Ms. Heitkamp, as far as I know, hasn't had one since they've been in office. And the part that really irritates me is they will meet with these special interest groups, and in particularly Mr. Hoven's case, he's voted in support of immigration by giving the amendment in that he did, and the internet tax, which is something that the Chamber of Commerce is, you know, all about. They've been endorsing that from the beginning. So we don't have that opportunity. A town hall meetings where we have the opportunity to go one-on-one with them. And, in fact, it should be an open forum. Minute 30, I go to Mike, ask him a question, and he has to answer those questions in front of whatever it is, 100 people, 50 people, whoever show up. And I encourage everybody to call Ms. Heitkamp, 701-258-4648, or Mr. Hoven, 701-250-4618. And don't ask them, demand that they make themselves available to us. And evening at 7 o'clock, these roundtables they have in the middle of the day, I lose $300-$400 if I take day time off from work to go in the middle of the day to go to these deals.
All right, but John, just want to give you one heads up that the AARP has announced a congressional listening session with Senator Hoven that'll take place. It is an evening event. This one happens to be in Fargo, however, from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Holiday Inn. And so this is a congressional listening session with Senator John Hoven. I'm just trying to look and see. August 28th, 6 to 8 p.m., Fargo Holiday Inn. All right. Appreciate the call, and more on that later. All right, Lieutenant Governor's back with us, and John in Minot has a question for him. Go ahead, John. You're up on what's on your mind for Drew Wrigley.
Yeah, I think those drones should be outlawed flying over North Dakota unless they got a court order to fly them. I think the government got snooping too much into our affairs anyway.
Yeah, say, listen, John, I appreciate it. I can tell where your question is coming from. It's from a concern that we all have that the government and credit card companies and phone companies, that they all are intruding too much into our lives, and we worry about that. And I've got a strong libertarian streak like it sounds like you've got and a lot of people in North Dakota have, and we understand that. I'm glad you mentioned it because North Dakota, we are the first state, we're the only state, that has set up what we call our Privacy Compliance Committee. You cannot do testing in North Dakota without having your proposal for testing go through a vetting process where it is assessed by government officials, private sector officials, people from social work, people from the history department up at UND. There's members of the public that are on there just to assess the proposal to see whether it offends any constitutional, there are people from the law school, whether it offends constitutional, legal, moral, or ethical concerns that we have here in the state. The reality is UAS, unmanned air systems, the fastest growing component of aviation. It's here to stay. It's here to grow. It's going to have a larger and larger role going forward. It's new technology. You can't turn it back any more than you can turn back floodwaters. But
John,
we can do it the right way. And we're doing it the right way here in North Dakota with the balance. So I appreciate the question.
John, thanks for the phone call. Drew, I want to get one more question. And Lloyd, you got about 30 seconds of bot now.
Hello?
Go quickly, Lloyd, about 20 seconds.
Oh, yeah, those drones, I believe they're manufacturing them down there in Fargo, and, you know, they just got a camera on them, and basically, you know, they're for surveillance. They kind of fly like a helicopter, but I was thinking, boy, that'd be nice to have during deer hunting season. Go deer with one of those.
I hear you. It seems like the older I get, the worse shot I am, and I need all the help I can get. So I will have to explore that idea. I haven't heard that one yet, but I think it's a good idea, and, you know, whitetails beware.
We have just a very short period of time, but you're also chairing this 125th anniversary committee. How can residents participate?
Hey, I'm glad you bring that up. We're excited. Anybody who wants to know more can go over to the state website, of course, www.nd.gov. There's a link. Or else they can call directly our coordinator for the North Dakota 125th. Her name is Janine, and you can reach her at J.M. Rambo, and that's spelled R-A-M-B-O-U-G-H at nd.gov, or just call her at 328-1430. We're excited about this. We're just putting things together, getting the calendar of events together, and deciding how best to help celebrate North Dakota.
Steve's actually working on his logo right now, so I know you're looking for the artist in all of us. Thanks, Drew. We're out of time. See you tomorrow, folks. God bless you.
Soybean Minute with Diana Beetlesbacher.
Soybean cyst nematode, or SCN, is a tiny pest that is spreading across North Dakota farm fields, knocking off soybean yields and causing major crop damage. Infestations can simmer beneath the surface for years before symptoms show. The North Dakota Soybean Council and the NDSU Extension Service invite you to attend one of three field days this month that will focus on how to test for and manage SCN. On August 27th, we will be in Lamoure County, 1/4 mile north and 1 mile west of Verona, next to Pilgrim's Rest Cemetery. On August 28th, we will be in Richland County, 1/2 mile east of Highway 127 on County Road 11, east of Fairmont. On August 29th, we will be in Cass County, halfway between Arthur and Hunter, 2 miles west of Highway 18 on County Road 26. All field days start at 9:30 a.m. with lunch to follow.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new Just-in-Case Pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.